all the way up.
Okay, so the Rosh says, on Chaf Beis, he says that Kol the Olam Gvar is a din. It's a din. The Kol Mishigovar Yodo Bepam Rishona Hushalo. So similar to the way to the Rambam, right? That in other words, the first one, Kol Olam Gvar, does not mean it's in a state of flux, and whoever at the moment is on top is treated as the owner, right? It's a din, that the first one to take possession it becomes his. And now the other one has to bring a real raya. Just like the Rambam said. Rambam said the first one who gets it, he becomes the muchak, and then the second one is the motzi mechaver ol haraya. V'chol zman shelo yavi raya, afim tigvar yodo lo shav kinan le lafuki mine. And as long as the other person, the vanquished party, can't bring a raya, even if he can overpower him, we don't let him stay there. We don't let him take it from him. Why? Lo mastaver she yiskinu chachamim she yiyu kol yemeyem b'mriva u'machlokas. Hayom yigvar zeh u'mocha chavero. El chachamim posku kol d'olim b'pam hazos govar v'samchu al zeh. The call of a govar. That's it. Whoever gets it first, he's the one who is who keeps it. It's an interesting rush, saying because why they wouldn't institute something? They wouldn't institute something that's just constantly going back and forth. The samchu al zeh, the call misha din imo korov lehevi rayos. So whoever is rightfully owns it, he'll be able to bring rayos. V'od misha din imo yimser nasha lahamit shelo biyado mimash yimser acher ligzol. He'll be able to fight hard. V'od yomar ma betza she emser nafshi vayom olamochor yovi rayv yotiyan miyadi. So since we know that the one who's really telling the truth, eventually we'll probably be able to bring a raya. So he's going to he's not going to fight so hard. He's going to give up. Yeah, but anyway, but the point is what? The point is clear from the rush that it's a real din. It's a real din. It's a din based din. It's a takanas chachamim. He's saying that they're misaking this. Not just a free-for-all, right? So in light of that, right, we have to revisit the question of tafsinan, of mafkinan or lo mafkinan, right? But okay, so you could say that the Rashbam is not learning like the Rush, and he really does hold it's a constantly state of flux. I mean that is the way Tosus learns in Bava Metzia, that it can go back and forth. But so you could say that that the Svar is still good from yesterday. But how do you learn according to the Rush? What's the Right. Okay. So the question is on the rush that if you're going to say it's a ma'isa based in, so why do we paskin lo mafkinan? No, according to the way we were learning yesterday, we were saying that if it's a ma'isa based in, if it's a real ma'isa based in, so then there's no problem to take it and put it back. Right? There's no problem to take it and put it back, because essentially they're doing what they did originally. Right. What's the matter? But if you're going to say, according to the Rush, that it is a Maisa based in, because it's a din, and it's a Takanas Chachamim, he's saying, so then why is he saying, why would he hold Lo Mafkinan? Because we don't know, right? And the Rush says it clearly, it's a din. It's a din of based in, and it's a Takanas Chachamim. The Lo Mastavar She Yiskinu Chachamim, She Yiyu Kol Yemeyim B'Mariva Machlokas. Right? And then he says, V'samchu Al Zeh. They had to have a reason. They had to have a rationale to do this. Right? It's not just going back to natural law. It was a takana. It's a din based in with a takana, and they had a reason for doing it. Right? So, what's the din? The din is when the two parties come. We'll have to see when we implement this din. But basically, when the two parties come, and there's no raya to either one. So the din is whoever can take it first, whoever is victorious, he keeps it. It's not like mistaver. It means when the battle is over, right? Not like you play King of the Hill and the guy gets up there for 1 second and he gets knocked off. That's not gvura. It means when the other guy gives up already. Mistavra, otherwise. The problem though is like this. So the problem that we're faced with is how do you say that it's a din? So if it's a din, why can't you say mafkinan? If it's a din, why can't you say mafkinan? Right? Say, look, this is the din. The din is two guys come, and we don't know whose it is. The din is fight it out. Certain it's a din. Now, as Rush is certain it's a din. And once it's a din, he's saying dinim should have a certain darkinoam, should have a certain stability to them. Should have a certain stability. What's the point of making a din that's just going to go back and forth? But then there has to be a rationale for the din in the first place. And what's the rationale? They can't just make a din that's totally arbitrary. Doesn't make any sense. Right? So he says there is a rationale to it. You can't expect perfection from these things. Even based in with Adam is not perfection. There's no such thing like that. Always could be lies. It's not always possible. Can't expect a takana to always magically work out perfectly in every case. But what can you do? We're human. We have to do the best we can. Right? Like the Rav says in Brachos, Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. He says Kadosh Baruch Hu can say Ki Tov on his work. Man looks back and says, Tov and Ra, some good and some bad. That's it. What can you do? Sometimes Basin can come in. Now, is there two ways saying like this? Saying the typical Misa Basin is what? Is that two people come in with claims or Sveikos, and Basin through their psak, their psak establishes the facts. Correct? Yachloku, for instance. Let's say you'll say two people come in fighting over something, and Basin will give a psak. Psak is a determination. The determination is this is yours and this is yours. Right? That's what you mean by din. Right? It's a psak din. The psak itself is a final determination. Basin does a lot of things. Being dam ladan, they come in. Is it tame? Is it tar? Is it kosher? Is it treif? Right? It's all a matter of din. It's a matter of din. And there's a kasha. There's a doubt beforehand. And the maisa basin is to be mevarer, the MS, and to give the psak of what is what. Right? Okay. So this one is a little different, right? This one is a little different. It's not a typical Maisa Basin, where the basin itself gives a determination of what belongs to who, right? Okay. So what is this one? So you're saying this is not a sock of the basin, really, right? It's not really a psak of the basin, but it's a din. Deciding. They're not deciding. It's not a decision of the basin.
And you're saying the basin only decides when it happens.
Yeah. So you're saying this is a unique kind of a din. It's a din that the basin has a mechanism by which to be mevarer the emes, by which to be mevarer the ownership. They're not the ones who are implementing the ownership. They're not the ones who are determining the ownership. But there's a takanas chachamim saying that the din is that there is a halachic mechanism that that basin will allow a different mechanism to determine the outcome. Okay, maybe that's why there's the question over here. Now, if there's a typical din of a basin where their maisa is the maisa that creates the halachic reality, then there'd be no question that they could be that they could take it and be mafkinan, right? Because the decision is in their hands, right? So they could say, okay, we'll hold it because maybe we could do something else, and if not, we'll render our final decision, just like they were going to render the decision to make the reality before they can make that, they can make the reality after, right? The problem over here is that although it's a din of basin, it's not a maisa basin. See, that's the chiluk I'm trying to get across over here. There's a difference between where the basin itself creates, where the maisa basin creates determines the reality, right? Or where basin will recognize, or there's a separate din basin. There's a separate din that basin will recognize, and will accept that din as a halachic reality. And so in other words, for instance, like Rov. Like Rov is a halachic is a reality. Rov is a halachic reality. It's not a maisa basin, right? You say you don't need to go to basin to be holy chacha Rov, right? So there are halachic determinants outside of a maisa basin. Right, there are halachic determinants apart from a maisa basin to decide to determine the status of something. What's unique of Kol Dolam Gvar is that it's a halachic mechanism that only basin can implement. You understand? What I'm trying to say is that it's like a middle strange case. There's certain cases where basin themselves make the determination, right? Yachloku, they'll say, here's the din. The din is it belongs to you. Half you. Or whatever it is. And any type of case where there's a suffix and the psak din creates the reality of mominus. The psak din creates the reality of mominus. Then there are general things that we don't need a basin for. Chazakas, rove, bittel. Right, you don't need to go to a basin to have a psak that your food is kosher because it's batel. Correct? That's completely outside of the scope of a maisa basin. But Kol Olam Gvar is a different breed. It's a different type of a situation. It's a din that only exists because they came before basin. You understand? So it's a din basin, but it's not a maisa basin. So that apparently is the way the Rosh is learning the machlokas. When you have a din basin but not a maisa basin, can basin be involved in implementing it? And so is there such a thing as basin saying we're going to take it since the din only exists because they're bifnei basin, right? So basin taking it and holding it for this is not a foreign maisa. I'll have to think about exactly the best way to put it. Or do you say no? Once they take it, they can't return it to the din basin. Once they take it, they can only execute a maisa basin. If you're going to say mafkinan, so you're going to say that basin is just assisting in the din of Kol Olam Gvar. That's all they're doing, right? They're going to become participants in implementing Kol Olam Gvar. And then there's no reason why that's all they're doing. Saying, look, we have the din of Kol Olam Gvar, but there's a chance that something might happen, so we're going to help implement Kol Olam Gvar. Right? So we'll hold it, and we'll put it back.
Taking it out for a second.
Yeah, but in terms of the maisa based in, all they're doing is they're saying right now it's called Olam Gvar, right? We're going to hold it and then replace it into called Olam Gvar. right?
How is it called on the bar before?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
That's the din. The din is called on the bar.
It only exists when it's within a base din?
Yeah, but it was already. No, the two parties came.
Okay, but
the two
it only
parties
exists
came.
Once they showed up. It wasn't, didn't exist before they showed up.
No. No. So, so they came to Beis Din. The din is called Olam Gvar, right? Now, Beis Din, according to the Mafkinan side, is saying Beis Din has a certain bias over the implementation of Kol Olam Gvar. They can take it out of Kol Olam Gvar and put it back into Kol Olam Gvar. Now, it's the way, the function of Kol Olam Gvar is under their jurisdiction. You understand? Right? In other words, that's, in other words, if you're going to look at it, if you're going to say Mafkinan, that's what he's saying. Saying they're putting it back to the way they originally found it. In other words, meaning to say what? That when they took it out, that they have the ability to suspend Kol Olam Gvar and return it to Kol Olam Gvar. They're not really doing anything. Right? Correct? Right. But if you're gonna say that Lo Mafkinan, then you're saying that what? You're saying that really they're not shayach to the din of Kol Olam Gvar. Kol Olam Gvar has nothing to do with them. Kol Olam Gvar has nothing to do with them. So when they take it, it's just Mamon Shel Yisrael that's Ba Biyad Beis Din. Mamon that was Mutal Basafek that's Ba Biyad Beis Din. Now, they're foreigners. You understand? They're foreigners. That's why to get rid of it, they'd have to be Mafkir. You know, it's the Lashon, what I'm trying to show you is from the Lashon, you try to reveal what's really going on. You can't just say it's a question, can they put it back or not? That's a particular. The idea is the question. The question is, what does it mean to be able to put it back? It means that they're not considered foreigners in terms of the din of Kol Olam Gvar. They have a certain rights over the implementation of Kol Olam Gvar. They can say Kol Olam Gvar is on hold and now it's back. You understand? But if you say that Kol Olam Gvar is just a din that emerges once this situation comes up, it has nothing to do with the Maisa Basin. Basin has no control over Kol Olam Gvar. That's just the din that when two Bali Dinim come and it's a Suffolk, now there's a new mechanism that exists, like Rove, Kol Olam Gvar. But Basin is a foreigner just like anyone else. Basin holding it is just like anyone else grabbing it. They can't implement Kol Olam Gvar. It's not one of the tools in their chest. So now, once they grab it, in order to get rid of it, they just have to be mafkir it. You understand? They didn't take it as a Kol Olam Gvar maisa, because they're not shayach to that. You understand? So then they would just be like strangers holding. But they're not strangers. They're based in. So based in holding people's money, they can't just be mafker, and they can't put it back because they were an abrupt. They cut off Kol Olam Gvar by taking it. They destroyed. They interfered with the Kol Olam Gvar. Yeah, you understand? So that's what I'm trying to say. That's really the question. The din of Kol Olam Gvar, how do you view it? Do you view it? It's a strange case because it's not a Maisa Beis Din, but it's a mechanism that only emerges Bifnei Beis Din. You understand? So that's why there's a question over here. A mechanism that's not a Maisa Beis Din, but only exists because of the situation of Beis Din, is it considered a mechanism of Beis Din that they have a certain tfisa on, and they can decide how it goes. They can put it on hold or not. Or do you say, no, the only thing that they can do is Maisa Beis Din. Very nice that this thing exists because we're before them, but that doesn't give them any rights over it. And now, to take it, they'd just be foreigners. Question. Even according to Tosfos, it's true. Even according to Tosfos, by the way, who doesn't learn that the tefisa has to do with mafkinan, but he doesn't change the machlokas of mafkinan. He just says it's a different machlokas of tafsinan.
What is
the? It's not clear what the question. It's a separate machlokas. If tafsinan is only a question of mafkinan, or if tafsinan has its own question. But we're not dealing with tafsinan. We're just dealing with mafkinan.
So we're not taking a stance with the rush.
No, the reason why it only exists bifnei basin is because it's only a din of balei dina. You don't have the chalos of a bal din unless you're toveya, unless you're.
So you say you're omein din, meaning they're balei din, which means they're
right.
Omein and din. Yet the basin has no function.
That's correct. It is a very interesting case.
It's a very interesting case. I mean, the
basin
has no function.
Well, this takanas chum is there because it's not hard to see why it's there because these cases arise. These cases do arise. This is one of the things that people come to basin for.
I mean, that's why it makes it to say that the basin has no function.
It's going to the rush. It's a din of how to resolve the irresolvable cases that come, of certain unresolvable cases that come before basin. Basin doesn't just kick them out and close the door. There's a din. How do we resolve it? And it's based on a certain amount of fairness. You can't come in and take it.
Right.
In other words, it's only between the balei din. If two guys come to Basin, Zeshel Avosai, Vizeshel Avosai, and Basin says, Kol Dolan Gvar, a third guy can't walk in and take it. He definitely doesn't get it. Right? In other words, you can say Kol Dolan Gvar is just the absence of Basin. Right? So why is it only between two people who come to Basin? Let's say the two people come and then the third guy grabs it. He should also have an equal right. Right? In terms of an absence, he can't be more of an absence than he can't say, I'm more of an absence of Basin than you are. I'm the contrary. The guy who never went is even the greater absence of Basin. So you're saying that what? That when we say ain is kakin, it doesn't mean it's the absence of Basin, it's the absence of a decision of Basin.
What's the decision mean? Just to say the kolon?
No, I'm saying it is the absence.
No, in other words, if you're gonna say that the absence, if you can say kol dolan gvar is not a din, right, but it doesn't mean that they're not balei dinim, it still is only
right.
It becomes a little strange to say something like that.
It's a din, but it's not a din.
They're all made in din because they...
They already came to
Hasmana. No. It was like, right. It was, you give a guy Hasmana, you bring him into... you start the case. Basin says, okay, what's your case? And he says, well, this is my father's. And he says, that's my father's. Right? So you're saying that what? So you're saying that what? If it's not a takana or a din, so then what would it be? What are you saying, Shai?
Whoever has a claim to the thing... I can't just take the thing and say it's mine because I'm holding it. I have to say it's mine because it always was mine, and now I happen to be holding it.
So you're saying that you mean it's because...
Basin accepts the tainas.
Only two that has a tainas.
Basin accepts the tainas.
That's what Kosovo says.
Obviously, we'll never
have
a tainas.
Hold on, only exists in a case where Basin...
Din? I don't see how you can say it's not a din. It has to be a din.
Because
how can you resolve anything without din? How can you resolve anything without din? I mean, unless you're going to say like Tosfos. That's a totally different way of looking at it. They keep going back and forth.
Even without saying that, let's say
Benachmina
would be
a... In other words, when the litigants come originally, and there's the din of Kol Dolan Gvar, that's a passive basin. That's based on being passive, saying we have no idea what to do here. And now the din and the Takanas Chachamim kicks in for the mevarer of Kol Dolan Gvar. That's a natural mevarer. Kol Dolan Gvar is a new bira, like Rove. Okay? But it's not a Maisa Basin. Now once Basin takes it, they only have recourse to Maisa Basin. But Maisa Basin means they need to, for them to act, they have to act on Raya. Kol Dolan Gvar is not them acting at all. That's why it's okay. But once the Basin takes it, now it requires a Maista Basin. But Basin has to act on Raya. The din of Kol Dolan Gvar can exist without Raya, but not a Maista Basin. That requires Raya. So now they're stuck. They took it, and now they're stuck. Right?